Several years ago, when I was living on the East Coast, I received a call from the Board of Rabbis in New York that asked whether a colleague of mine, Rabbi Lawrence Kushner, and I would be willing to teach a seminar for the rabbis. And it was 6 months from the time that they were calling us. And as you know, you'll always agree to something as long as it's far enough in the future, right? You somehow think you'll never actually get there and have to do it, so you say yes. Of course, I'll be happy to do it, and then everybody feels good, and then you forget about it. A month before we were to teach, they called me and they said, okay, we're printing up the brochure, what's your topic? I didn't have a topic. So I called Rabbi Kushner in a panic. I said, they need our topic. What's our topic? He said, David, don't worry. I have a topic that always works. He said, it doesn't matter the situation, it doesn't matter the time, you can always use this. I said, really, what is it? He said, Judaism at the crossroads. Now, when you say Judaism at the crossroads, the funny thing about it is you assume somehow that it's going to be bad. The crossroads always turn out to be bad. Woody Allen has a small essay about this where he says, you know, we are at the crossroads, humanity. One road leads to ruin and destruction, and the other leads to anguish and pain. He says, let us hope we have the wisdom to choose wisely. And to some extent, a little bit, that's what I feel has been happening even in the midst of the celebrations of Israel's 60th. One of the things that we've done is we've celebrated everything that's been wonderful in the past, and people have looked forward with anxiety to the future. As though we've done a lot of great things, but we know, and this is how actually, I'll just give you the speech. Here it goes. Israel's risen remarkably from the ashes of the world. We have done remarkable things, and we face great challenges. As though everything that we have done is remarkable and wonderful, but tomorrow is going to be bad. We face divisions inside of Israel. We face challenges outside of Israel. In other words, we're at Woody Allen's crossroads. And then I look at the parsha this morning. And here is something remarkable about the Bible that I literally did not realize until this week when I looked at the parsha. The Bible is actually not about the past. It's entirely about the future. Every parsha says, when you enter the land, this is what you'll do. It's true that it happened in the past, but it's always pointing forward. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. Why? In order that you will one day do this. We read about the Shemitah year. We read about how you're supposed to give back your land and let it rest in the seventh year and return it in the Yovel in the 50th year. And yet, the people to whom Moses is speaking have never owned a piece of land in their lives. And he's talking to them about agriculture. They don't know what land is. They only know desert. And he's talking about when you cultivate and when you grow this crop and when you grow that crop, because he knows one day they will harvest. Not because he believes in the past, but he has faith in the future. And he doesn't say to them, everything up to now has been miraculous, but it's all challenges ahead. Of course there'll be challenges. About that, he has no doubt. But he also believes that when we talk about miracles, we don't only have to talk about the past. We also have to speak about, as we just read in the Amidah, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, your miracles which are with us every single day. I will give you a miracle. or tell you about it. This morning in the Haftorah, Ariana and Lauren, our benot mitzvah, both read the name Baruch ben Nuria. Baruch ben Nuria was Jeremiah's secretary, literally. That is, Jeremiah, the great prophet, spoke words, and, like a lot of busy people, he needed someone else to write them down. So Baruch ben Nuria followed Jeremiah around and wrote down what Jeremiah said. That's why we have Jeremiah's prophecies, because God blessed the recording secretary, Baruch ben Nuria. Here's the miracle. If you go to the Israel Museum and you ask to be shown the exhibit, you will see a seal that was discovered in Israel about a decade ago. It's the personal seal of Baruch ben Nuria. It's stamped with his name. It's what he put on his correspondence, and you can look at it in the Israel Museum. The man we read about in the Haftarah this morning, we've got his personal seal because we have a state of Israel. But what I want to think about is, in 100 years, in 500 years, what will they discover that we created? Because it's not only about the past. It's also about today. What will we have done that the rabbis of the future will say, let me tell you something miraculous. In the year 2008, when Israel was celebrating its 60th anniversary, this is what happened. And if that sounds improbable to you, then all I can say is you don't take yourself seriously enough, and you haven't enough faith. If there are miracles in 1000 BCE, and the time of the rabbis, and the time of the founding of Israel, why not today? Why must the 60th only be about the miracle that was, and not about the miracle that will be? We have, as part of this morning, and you don't have to look at it now, we have prepared for you this trifold card that talks about all the things you can do to create miracles for Israel today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year. Because a good celebration is not only about what has been. It's also about what we have the potential to be. What can we be that we have not yet been? This in the Bible is how God looks at people. Haro'eh ochlosya Yisrael, the Talmud says, Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim. One who sees a crowd of people is supposed to say a blessing. In fact, since I'm seeing a crowd of people, it's good that I said the blessing. You know what the blessing is? Baruch Chacham Harazim. Blessed be God who knows secrets. What secrets does God know? Not only what you've done, not only what's in your heart, but what you have the potential to be. What you could be as an individual and as a people. That's how we should be looking at Israel. 60 years is a prelude. It's a platform. It's a beginning. It's not an end. And for all the challenges that we face, all I can say is show me a time in Jewish history when people didn't feel apocalyptic, where they didn't say, oh my God, Jews have never known challenges like we know challenges. But they took the conditional tense of the Bible. When this happens, you will do this. And so we came into the land, and we persuaded the desert to bloom, and we created a modern state, and we worked all the various miracles, individual, communal, national, international, that today are the state of Israel. And in order to work miracles in the future, we have to reconceive of ourselves. Lord Randolph Churchill, Winston Churchill's grandfather, was once sitting next to a lady at one of those stuffy British dinners, And she turned to him and she said, in an accent that I won't even try to imitate, "So tell me, whose descendant are you?" She wanted to place him by knowing who his ancestors were. And he said, "Madam, I am not a descendant. I am an ancestor." Jeremiah and Baruch ben Nuria and Moshe before us, we are descendants, but we are also ancestors. And we should take our ancestry seriously by knowing that the legacy of miracles that we leave will be what our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will sing about and celebrate one day. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. For the miracles which are with us, not only yesterday and not only today, but tomorrow and next week and next year. But we all know that miracles are a collaboration. They don't only require God, they require us. And the miracles that we work in this world will be based on our faith and our hope and our vision of the future. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. So wrote the poet, Robert Frost. He could not rest, as tempting as it was to rest, to stop, to bask in what has been. Because that same poet, Frost, told us that there is a cycle to the world and nothing gold can stay. It requires constant renewal. Nature turns golden, and then winter comes and makes people think that everything is barren and lost. But spring is a renewal, and gold comes again. That is what has happened to the Jewish people. Once there was a golden city. We called it Jerusalem. It was lost. It was gone. And some despaired of ever seeing it again. But in our hearts and in our hopes, we continue to believe in miracles. And we knew one day that we would be renewed and we would be able to celebrate God's gift in Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, God's city of gold. Thank you.